Photos: South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace reveals multiple tattoos she got to reclaim her body. By Amy Furr on August 17, 2026. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, recently fully revealed tattoos on her arms, one of which said Justice, during her new YouTube show after keeping them covered. The outgoing congresswoman has been promoting her show, Get Maced, and revealed the tattoos she said got during tough times, the New York Post reported Sunday. Photos showed Mace's upper arm tattoos. The ink designs appeared to include a bird of prey, flowers, and the face of what looked like a lion. In February, the 48-year-old mother of two children told Politico she got the tattoos because of the pain that I need to feel. She also said the tattoos were a way for her to reclaim her own body. The opening of her YouTube show showed Mace at the Capitol Building in Washington, D.C., wearing a t-shirt with the words Adult Human Female printed on it, and enjoying time at the beach. Mace has explained that she dealt with alleged rape and sexual molestation throughout her life, while lamenting the tough relationship she had with her father, the Post article read. Earlier this year, she vied for the GOP nod to become governor of South Carolina, but ultimately finished in fifth place. South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson, R., whom Mace accused of ignoring her sexual assault accusations against her ex-fiancé as well as others, won a runoff for the nod. In November of 2024, Mace introduced a bill that would prevent transgender people from using the women's bathroom in the Capitol building, and she later destroyed a transgender flag made of paper that was placed outside a women's restroom. The following month, Mace was attacked at the U.S. Capitol by an alleged LGBTQ activist, after which then-President-elect Donald Trump called to check on her, according to Breitbart News. Mace said the attack required her to wear a wrist brace and to ice her injured arm. In an Instagram post on June 9, Mace said, "Serving South Carolina has been the greatest honor of my life. Every vote I cast, every hearing I called, every fight I picked, it was always for you. I've seen what happens when good people stay quiet. And I've seen what happens when they don't. I would choose the latter every single time," she wrote. Mace added, "I will always be grateful for the people of South Carolina who trusted me, fought with me, and refused to look the other way. This isn't the end of the fight. It's just the end of this chapter."